88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Good morning, guys. It's Medicine Ball Caravan time here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle, and allons danser. Kalinda has arrived. In fact, it hasn't even arrived. It's just coming out of the chute right now. It's coming down fast, and we've got Louis Michaud, and we're going to be presenting a lot of tracks from this upcoming release. Actually, the first studio album in 5 years, I guess, a full album from the Lost Bayou Ramblers. Can't believe it's been 5 years since Mammoth Waltz. Since that hit the doorway, that's been in constant spin here on the show. We're going to start off with a couple of tunes. We'll hear from the San Francisco outfit known as Gaucho doing an instrumental entitled Double Barrel, a favorite role here on the show. But let's kick it off with going way down the other side of the world. This is C.W. Stone King getting those rich man blues.
Think about tomorrow, because I drive a brand new car. I ain't got a big steel to borrow. That's how I got up where I am. I sure got those rich man blues ringing on my mind. Sorry if I left you all behind. Rich man blues ringing on my mind. Sorry if I left you all behind. I don't like the rainy weather, because I drive a brand new car. Got to keep the sunlight off the leather. I got a shady place to park. Y'all got those rich man blues ringing on my mind. Sorry if I left you all behind. I y'all got those rich man blues ringing on my mind. Sorry if I left you all behind. Pocket, because I drive a brand new car. Ain't got no photos in the locket. That's how I got up where I am. I sure got those rich man blues hanging on my mind. Sorry if I left you all behind. I sure got those rich man blues dragging on my mind. Sorry if I left you all behind. Oh, the rich man, yeah, got those rich man blues down on my mind. Thank you.
Double Barrel with the group Gaucho here on the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS. Before that, it was C.W. Stone King doing Rich Man's Blues from the King Hokum album that came out eight, nine years ago now. You're listening to Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. And we're going to get straight into our guest here, Louis Michaud, of course, the leader, front man, I say, of the Lost Bayou Ramblers, the Michaud family, for generations, keeping the spirit and traditional sound of Cajun music alive. And of course, Louis and Andre, the Michaud for the past, decade and a half, two decades almost, have been hitting the road and basically keeping that fire from the old days going, but keeping it fresh and bringing it up to date without making it too cheesy, making it real. And of course, it's been 5 years since Mammoth Waltz, which to me was just, you know, the album, you know, in that genre for in this century so far for me and for this show. So we're excited that Kalinda is on the cusp of being released. Welcome, Louis.
Hey, Cecil.
Man, what you have been busy. Before we get to the album, I just want to talk about the American Epic series and documentary that you were involved with. They were getting to that the last hour on World Cafe here, and I haven't seen you since that aired. But man, just biggest compliments. You knocked it out of the park, man. I was sitting there, you know, amazed at you just, you know, the way you laid it out perfectly. You know, your whole. You had the story down, you know, just pat, man. I was sitting there like, wow, I didn't know Louis was that much of an aficionado on early Cajun music, you know. So, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, thank you.
You were up there with some heavy hitters, is basically what I was saying. You were, you know, the other people featured in the documentary, I mean, you know, we were talking about some learned people, and there you were, I mean, holding your ground, and, man, I was just like, whoa, you know, it was just surprised me. So, I mean, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, but anyway.
Have really much of a chance to talk and go into the things that I think about, which is partially the reason behind our music, and I think American Epic really brought a big point on, you know, kind of a paradigm shift that's happening in folk musics in general and in American musics, that, you know, Cajun music, as much as we want to say it's isolated and that maybe the older paradigm is that it, you know, it comes from the Acadians and all this stuff. Of course, that's a part of it, but it's an American music. You know, it has influences from all across the board, from the Spanish and the German and the, you know, everything we are, French Creole, and influenced by jazz and Western swing, and that's part of the Kalinda concept as well. But American Epic really hit the nail on the head in that, you know, in representing Cajun music as an American music, because it was part of the commercial music industry of the 30s, the late 20s and 30s. It was a substantial enough part of the commercial recording industry that they wanted to represent it, and they happened to find us to do so. And we got to talking, and they asked me to go back and narrate the section on the Bro Brothers. And, it was an amazing experience, especially being able to play back into the same microphone and the very first amplifier, same setup that Cleoma and Joe played into in New Orleans, and to play the same song into it 90 years later. Unreal. You know, I mean, it gets shivers just thinking about it, because it was it was an amazing experience, you know. One chance to make it, and that was it. We did it.
Right, yeah. But, yeah, it was a great job, man. And, you know, and I thought back, you know, the times I've been to your house, I mean, you're always pulling out some, you know, some rare old 45 from some place that's always knocking us out. So, you know, you would go to you for the story on the Bro Brothers. And of course, yeah, that was when I first heard those recordings. I mean, yeah, those struck me as very, very special. You know,
definitely.
I was so glad when, you know, they were finally releasing those out on CD in the early days of CDs and you know, that. So, but anyway, okay, let's talk about Kalinda. How long has this been brewing?
Well, 2.5, almost 3 years now. And we started in January of 2014 in the basement of DFA Records in DFA Studios in New York, Corey and I writing songs, and then we've just been working on it pretty slowly ever since because we're so busy playing. We don't, you know, always have enough time and resources to go spend countless days in the studio, so we're pretty efficient. But but we've been working on it for, you know, over 2.5 years, so we've had time to really grasp what we want to do, what we sound, without putting too much musical input into it, to keep it simple but have time to think on it, you know?
Hmm. Well, I mean, I'm been sitting here biting at the bit waiting to to get into this, you know, and just a little bit I heard, you know, that we sampled, you know, for a little bit. I mean, I'm already, like, you know, blown away. Get ready. These are going to be some regular spins here on the show. You can get so what are we going to get to first?
Well, we're going to start with kind of a concept that started this whole concept. As Mammoth Waltz, it was the Krosh was the concept. Mm-hmm. This one's been the Rice Pump. Uh-huh. And Rice Pump, Ray Abshire, you know, taught us in playing with him that boom boom rhythm that you hear, it sounds just like a rice pump. You call it the Rice Pump, and that's a lot of what we do. So this is the Rice Pump, and it also talks about a heartbeat. So
there you go.
Rice Pump. bumping.
Here on the Caravan, we got a Louis Me Show, and we're talking about Kalinda, the upcoming release by the Lost Bayou Ramblers. Now, you haven't got even physical copies of this yet.
They're actually coming. The CDs are coming in tomorrow. The official release of this album is not till September 26th. So this is the first broadcast of any type of this music.
All right. I always appreciate getting that scoop, man.
KRVS.
I'm always really excited about this. I mean, whenever there's a new Lost Bayou Ramblers record, it usually stays on this show pretty regularly until the next one comes out. Incredible song, incredible concept. Who did the artwork for this record? When I first saw it, I thought it was a Putumayo collection or something, because it has kind of that feel, sort of a South American or Caribbean. It's basically, that's the
like
point.
Like a folk
that
art.
That is the point. Yeah, it has, I guess, that Caribbean sort of art, similar to Francis Pavi, but, not as abstract, but,
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good metaphors as well. But Douglas Bourgeois is a painter from Sanama, and I had this this concept for Kalinda, because we'll talk about that later, but it has so many meanings, and I was like, I want to look like this and this. And then I was hanging out with Spider Stacy, who's on the next track, and this guy came and dropped a magazine called The Iron Lattice on the table. I said, who is this artist? This is exactly, he says, Douglas Bourgeois. So they got me in contact with Douglas Bourgeois.
Now, where is Douglas from?
Sanama, which is near, I know it's like, it's that place you always hear of, but you don't know where it is if you're from Acadiana.
Right.
It's near Gonzales and like on the other side of Geismar and all that. And so he's from there. He's a very established painter that probably we don't know much on this side, but he's, real well known in New Orleans in the art community.
Right.
Amazing, amazing painter. And he took on the project with 100% commitment and was into it and painted this on a timeline for us. Amazing, amazing art. I mean, we're so humbled that he would do it for us, first of all. And this amazing artwork. And Bert Duran, from here in Lafayette, turned it into the digital art and, added the Kalinda and the Lost Bayou Ramblers, made us the nice new logo and all that. So a collaboration of Bert Duran working with Douglas Bourgeois' original painting called Kalinda Study.
All right.
And amazing art, really fits the concept, which we can talk about more at the Kalinda
song. Yeah, and I'm just thinking, your last three or four records, I mean, you've used paintings or artwork as, the basis on, for the artwork on your cover. I mean, original artwork.
Yeah, Vermillionaire was the Bousillage piece.
Which I've seen in your house.
Dale Parody.
Right. And who did the Mammoth Waltz cover?
Peter D. Hart and Allison Bull.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Make Made. Yep.
Excellent. Yeah, yeah. But anyway. Okay, well, enough about the covers. Let's get back into the music. What are we going to hear next? You said Spider Stacy got involved in this one.
You know, we started playing Pogue's music with him. He asked us to come play with him, and it was one of those things like, I don't know much about the Pogues, but hey, let's try it. And it's been amazing playing with him. And he's just quite a person, in general. He's so, so cool and been around so much. An interesting backstory that whenever Shane McGowan stopped singing for the Pogues, Joe Strummer from The Clash took his place. So it was Spider and Joe Strummer were kind of heading up the Pogues at the time. They would take turns singing. If Joe wasn't there, Spider would be the lead singer, and Joe would be the lead singer in Shane's absence. Joe Strummer turned the Pogues on to Cajun music, and they wrote a song called Amade in French about Amadee Ardoin. And so in playing with Spider, Spider's all like, we're like, we're playing Pogues music, and Spider's like, let's play a Cajun tune. We're like, oh, we'll get to that. And then he learns a few things, and then and he and I both have been really into the Séjour des Ailes. It's got a lot of different versions. A lot of people do different versions of this song over the last 100 years. There's, so many different versions, and one of those songs where if you try to play it, you come up with other things, and you see that it's related to other songs like Polynous à Bois and such like this. So we came up with our own version, just trying it out here and there, and over time, we came up with this version, and we decided to put it on the record. So it's Spider Stacy playing Penny Whistle, and us, you know, playing Si J'aurais des ailes.
All right. Here it is. If I had? Is
that wings.
It? Oh, wings.
If I had wings.
If I had wings. Okay. I forgot to write that down. Sounding like a new song by the Pogues, but it's the Lost Bayou Ramblers. I'm always amazed at when I hear Spider and the Ramblers get together, how well those two sounds blend. I mean, you know, it's remarkable. I mean, I'm glad you finally got to put something like this. I mean, a serious studio version on vinyl, you know, since you've been collaborating with him for the past few years. So,
definitely. Yeah, you're right. That it's an amazing cross-pollination between that Pogues and the Ramblers.
So. There you go. All right, well, let's talk about the title track to Kalinda. We were talking about, you know, most of us know, of course, the song Allons Danser Kalinda, which, you know, doesn't that originate from the Caribbean or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, so, do you know, that's what we know in our generation is Allons Danser Kalinda, and there's like the Rod Bernard version, like Hank Bear Ramblers, all kind of people do it, about a girl named Kalinda.
Right.
And where it comes from is a Congo Square dance.
Yes, it's a dance, right.
Called the Kalinda, and it's, you know, it's a dance that that got pretty vibey remarks from the French and Spanish communities that was a little too illicit.
Uh-huh.
And so that translates to the woman dancing too close in Allons Danser Kalinda.
Right.
So, you know, you have this 1700s version that's been all it's everywhere in the Caribbean. There's different versions of it everywhere. Sometimes a stick fight where they hold a bottle on their dance, or sometimes it's a bottle on their head while they do the fight, and whoever wins gets whiskey in the bottle, which might translate to the, you know, Cajuns dancing with beer cans on their head, maybe. I don't know. And and there's different versions of the dance. Usually it's, you know, it's a intense courting dance, if you want to say, to keep it radio friendly.
Right.
And then you have this Cajun rock and roll version. Where's the middle? Like, where did it transfer from Congo Square to Rod Bernard? Well, our friend Kevin Fontenot and Ryan Brasso shared some field recordings from the University of Texas, William Owens, and they found this version of Kalinda sang by Vavasseur Mouton of Lafayette. Mm-hmm. And his grandma sang it to put him to sleep. And that's where we got this version. And to us, like, oh, man, this is the bridge. Because he goes, don't say Kalinda, budum, budum. Which I just recently heard is the Dr. John version, too, from Grigri. And that, you know, the budum, budum is the rhythm.
I just played that yesterday or day before yesterday.
So really?
Yeah, okay. Here on the show. So, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I hadn't heard that until recently. It's like, oh, it's very similar. But
I didn't make the connection. Wow.
Yeah, so you'll see that this is, it's really based off the rhythm. And then we had Layla McCalla and Jimmy Horn from New Orleans, King James and the Special Men, who is very, very versed in these kind of rhythms. And
yeah, we've been playing his new
record cool.
too. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's a wealth of information beyond what he does on his. He knows so many musics from around the world, from Louisiana. And he brought a bunch of the kind of more traditional rhythms of what Kalinda might be into the song, so you hear it. And the middle of the verses talks about this Monsieur Mazereau, who was a royalist and didn't like Napoleon, and the guy who outlawed dueling in New Orleans. They didn't like him. So there's these verses written about him. It's an amazing representation of all these pieces of Louisiana history coming together in song and evolving through time.
Wow.
I could go on and on about it, but the Spanish Creoles, who were my ancestors, adopted it. And turned it into their line dances and on, and eventually now it's a Cajun song, you know, about a woman.
Wow. Potentially epic piece here. We're going to check it out. This is Kalinda, title track to the new album by Lost Bayou Ramblers.
Two short verses of folk songs, which my grandmother used to put me to sleep many, many years ago.
think this is your masterpiece, man.
Kalinda.
Kalinda, title track from the brand new album. What can I say? I mean, you heard so many influences there. I mean, you know, of course, there was, you know, you heard the Caribbean, you heard the Cajun, and I was hearing South Indian. You know, the drums almost sounded like tablas. Even the fiddle playing sounded almost like the violin style of South India. So anyway.
Yeah, it's a lot in there. It's really a lot to absorb.
Wow. Well, anyway, you guys are also getting ready to embark on a tour, the big Kalinda tour. And, you know, it's going to be broken up a bit, but I guess it's going to be kicking off this week. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, well, tomorrow we're going to be in Houma at On the Canal Bar. It's on the Intracoastal Canal, so we're starting it out. Then Saturday we'll be at Bayou Teche Brewing. 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. They even made us a special little Kalinda beer to you know, go at the music. And then Saturday night, we'll be at the Blue Moon with Julie O'Dell. And Sick Bay is taking part in that.
Right.
And then we leave Wednesday. We'll be in Chicago at Township. We'll be in Madison, Wisconsin, Cedar Springs, Iowa. One of those Cedar Springs, Cedar Falls. And then we'll be Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Mendocino. We'll be doing a Beast of Southern Wild performance at Duke with the Wordless Music in North Carolina Symphony, which is always amazing, in September. And then we'll come back for the official release at Jefferson Street Pub on September 22nd. We'll also be at Tipitina's on August 19th. Excuse me. There's a lot of dates. But and then it keeps going after to New York and Brooklyn and all that. But
all right. Yeah, you guys are going to be busy. I mean, you're always busy, but now it's really going to get serious. So anyway, let's hear the final, the ending of this album. Tell us a little bit about it before we get into it. I mean, I heard a snippet about this, and I'm knocked out. Tell us about this.
Is the actual vinyl test pressing that came in this morning.
Right.
By the way, we're going to give you all the test pressing on the air.
Check out if it's okay.
There's no way to test a pressing like on the radio. The first track is Granny Smith, and that's it could be the Big Apple where we started recording it, or it could be Andre and I's grandma, Pat Smith from Patterson. Uh-huh. And then we're going to do the Freetown Crawl, Fightinville Brawl, and then we're going to go out with Balfour Waltz, Into the Bathtub from Beast of Southern Wild.
All right. Here it is. Thanks, Louie.
Oh, dude. So glad to be here, Cecil.
Again, you're listening to music from the new Lost Bayou Ramblers album, Kalinda, coming soon.
Je peux pas. commencez-moi. Et comment ça se plume? Ah oui, joliment bien. Qu'est-ce qu'on fait? Je l'aime mon frère. Mais dis-lui, viens-moi ici. Oh, mais oui, on va chercher la bière chez Tammy's. Oh, mais cherche-moi de goûter. On s'est saoulé ça ce soir. Et qu'est-ce qu'on fait là-bas? Chercher le bouquin? Oh, mais allons boucaner. On est sur la galerie. C'est Richie. Ah, tu connais, il est là. Tu préfères ça à Blue Moon? Mais non, jamais la vie. Tu connais qui c'est, moi? Oh, y'a pas de tracas. Ah oh, ouais? C'est mon grand-père, il est né de là. Dis-moi pas que je vais pas ici, toi. Alors, ouais. Oh, mais il a pas dit quelque chose comme ça, hein? Oh, mais lui, il va me tracasser. Oh, ils vont mettre dans les misères. Oh, mais dis-moi quelque chose. Oh, jamais la vie. Mais non. Je ne vais pas que tu aies sur ton bouton. Ah là. We'll be right back.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show & Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
All right, time to look at the Medicine Ball calendar for this weekend. Tina Faded, Roadside Glorious, and Stoma will be at the Blue Moon Saloon this evening, and Joanna Devine will perform an early show beginning at 7 p.m. at Artmosphere. On Friday, Inspiracy Theory at the Blue Moon Saloon. It's Sinners, Forrest Yuval, and Dwight J. Roy at Artmosphere. Organic Radio will be at the Grouse Room, and Television Man, Orange Juice, and PTMP3 at the Worst Beer Garden. Second Saturday Art Walk happens downtown Lafayette, beginning in the afternoon. All of the galleries open, and it includes Dutch Kepler's exhibit going into its final month. There will be an RA Missing People fundraiser at the Worst Beer Garden with Mia Montero, Hunter DeBlanc, New Natives Brass Band, and many others. Lost Bayou Ramblers performing at Tesh Brewing over in Arneville in the afternoon, and then making it over to the Blue Moon Saloon on Saturday night with Julie Odell. Kyle Yuval and the Dixie Club Ramblers will be at Artmosphere, and it's Crossfire over at the Grouse Room. Stay tuned. Coming up at 12 noon today, it's Medicine Ball Caravan leading on into Old Gold. Lee Klein, Peter, 1 o'clock, Dan Phillips in to Funkify Your Life. Getting ready for the weekend, this is Elvis Costello.
Power up. not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia, don't wanna hurt no kangaroo. We'll build an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, will just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. You wear a Japanese kimono, baby, be Italian shoes to me. They all hate us anyhow. So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
Yeah, Randy Newman, he performed that at his recent concert at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Going back to Sail Away 1972, A Little Political Science. Elvis Costello from 1977, 40 years ago now, Waiting for the End of the World, For My Aim is True. Thanks again to Louis Michaud for coming by and giving us the scoop on Kalinda. I tell you what, Kalinda, it sounds like it's going to be the, it'll be Cajun music's Dark Side of the Moon. On first listening, that's my assessment. Kalinda is Cajun music's Dark Side of the Moon. Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who joined you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for tuning in. God willing, we'll be back on Monday.